our ER doc, Dr. Ryan Stanton. Good morning, Doc.
I'll be all right. I'm not going to pass that bet. That kind of sounded like a cat that was in distress.
Very much so.
Sorry. Best I can do. That's why you use that for next time when you have the veterinarian on. See, I get confused.
Yeah.
So how are you this morning?
Doing great. It's hopefully getting ready to avoid more rain, but I don't think that's going to happen.
You seeing a lot of allergy-related stuff?
No, we're getting some, a fair amount. It stayed cool enough that we're not getting a lot more growth out over the last couple, last week or so.
Yeah.
But we are seeing a lot of combination. Now, what we will see a bunch of coming up over the next little bit, once it finally does warm up, there's going to be a lot of allergies from mold because it's been so wet, so much water that, you know, even just in the environment, but, you know, also a lot of people's houses aren't completely watertight. That we're going to be seeing a lot of mold-related sensitivities, and then, of course, the spring allergies once we get a lot of growth outside. So, yeah, it's going to be a big deal. And what amazes me is that people don't, I guess they forget that they've got allergies. I think they come in with sinus infections or another head cold or something like that. But it's one that tends to happen every single spring. And so, you know, being aware of it, getting on top of it, getting the symptomatic management even before it happens can prevent some of those complications. And even if it is a sinusitis, it's something that can be treated and even prevented if it's adequate treatment of allergies.
Are most allergies treated with over-the-counter medications or no?
Yeah. The nice thing about allergies is the vast majority of medications are now over-the-counter. So whether you're talking about, you know, the pills that are out there, the Allegra's, the Zyrtec, the Claritin's, those are all over-the-counter now. There's generic versions of them that are pretty cost-effective. And also even the intranasal are the ones that are nasal sprays. Several of those are over-the-counter now, too. And so most of it is out there. You know, the drug industry is going to push something new and better that they think is better out there. I think there's some ads out right now for a new one that's out, but that isn't necessary. Find the one that works best for you. It's a little bit different for each person. And then also, each year is a little bit different. I'm finding, seems like more recently, people are needing more of the intranasal steroid-type things as well to adequately manage in more severe cases. So, and if you don't have any questions, if you don't know, you know, following with your doctor, even with an allergist, to get testing to know exactly what you're sensitive to. A lot of people don't realize that here in the bluegrass, one of the big sensitivities is the horses. So knowing that, you know, you could be sensitive to that, and the best treatments are out there. And if it is really, really bad, you know, some of the more advanced treatments, even injections, if you can do that, it'll make you feel a lot better, prevent a lot of complications and a lot of the secondary infections that come along with it.
Tell us about your TV show.
All right, so coming up on our next show, actually, we had one that just aired here in Lexington on Sunday, but this is a weird month where we're split, so a lot of the rest of the shows in the region will be coming up this next weekend. That's our show on Anthem and a lot of the denials they have on emergency services, some of the tips on how to prevent from your emergency care from being denied. And then if you're in Lexington and so you're coming up on our next show, the next show we're going to come up, we're actually interviewing some folks that had the flu this last year and had significant complications, showing what can happen with the flu, including a young woman who's going to end up losing her fingers and her toes from sepsis, from getting the flu, and we'll talk about how that happens. And so that'll be coming up on our May episode here in Lexington, so the day after Derby, you'll be witnessing that show here in Lexington. So if you've got any questions or don't know which way you're falling, it's easy just enough to check us out on StantonMD.com, the StantonMD page on YouTube for all the past episodes and segments.
Great. Hey, thank you very much.
All right. Take care.